Today's podcast relates to self-awareness of leaders, or should I say lack of it. Tell me, have you ever sat in a meeting and wanted to bury your head in your hands because of the way someone was behaving, and that someone really should have known better? I mean, they are a leader after all. Here's the scary truth. It's uncomfortably common for some leaders to lack self-awareness about the things they say and do and how this is affecting others. So in today's podcast, we're going to explore this critical subject. So let's get into it. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast. And I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. Hi there everyone, this is Rachel Hewitt-Hall from the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast, and today's subject is one of my favourites. Developing ourselves to be self-aware. Before we start though, if you're new here, welcome. You'll always find a transcription of our podcast over on the Excel Communications website, which is also full of resources to help you develop your leadership skills and hopefully your own level of self-awareness too. Over the last few years, we've run many leadership training webinars, and if you'd like to access these, please head on over to www.excel-communications.com/WR, and the WR is in lowercase. So let's dive into the arena of self-awareness. You'd think that all leaders or want-to-be leaders would get the importance of being self-aware. After all, leaders are tasked with influencing and engaging their teams, so it's essential that they understand how their behaviours can and do impact others. As an example, a leader needs to decide whether positive or developmental feedback is called for when they want to encourage an underperforming member of the team. Then there's how do they communicate a sense of vision that employees buy into. None of these things can happen unless leaders are able to predict how their actions will be perceived by others in their organisation. The thing is, though, some leaders are blissfully unaware about how their actions are coming across, and they go blindly on doing the same thing, leaving this trail of devastation behind them. It's a bit like a scene out of Mr. Bean. Laughable though it is, this scenario is embarrassingly common. The truth is, many people have no idea how they're being perceived by others. So much so that the Department of Psychology at the University of North Carolina decided to carry out an analysis of a number of different studies on the subject of our ability to assess our own abilities. And this was published in Sage Journals. For those of you that are interested in the transcription, I'll post a link to this so you can find out a bit more about the full analysis. Now, this was a huge study involving more than 300,000 people who'd taken various assessments. I won't go into all the data here, but between that, there was a correlation between what people thought their skills and abilities were and the actual results were very different. In fact, more than 67% adrift. That's a lot. So if we're that unaware, what hope is there for us? Well, I would suggest there's plenty. A shameless plug for Excel, improving personal leadership, impact and capability is the backbone of what we have been doing for over 35 years. The many benefits associated with being self-aware are evidenced on balance sheets across the globe too. So why is that? Well, here are some straightforward answers for you. You play to all your true strengths, not just what you think you're good at. You'll think before you act. Sadly, this is missing in a lot of organisations. And teams feel listened to and become even more engaged. And the list goes on. So how do you become more self-aware? It starts with the F word, one of my favourites, feedback. both asking for it and acting on it too. So let me explain. We need to seek feedback. Although it can be scary, asking a trusted colleague, your manager, for a friend or maybe a mentor for a true opinion of how you show up in various situations is a great way for gaining clarity on who you're being. It's also a good idea to ask employees how you're doing and how they perceive you in certain situations. And by gathering feedback from different sources, you might see some of your own behavioural patterns that you didn't realise were there. Here's the thing about being human that we have to our advantage, and that is that we are driven by patterns and process which can be changed. Being willing to look at yourself through others' eyes will help you glean invaluable insight into how your emotions and communication style are impacting others. The next important step, of course, is to do something about the information you now have. So we then need to act on the feedback. There's absolutely no point asking for feedback and then deciding to ignore it and carry on doing the same things you've always done. Feedback helps us to grow and develop, provided we appreciate it as the gift it truly is. How does this work in practice? Well, let me give you an example from a recent training course I attended that one of our trainers was running in Amsterdam. At Excel, we quality check our work, so it's likely you'll meet me or one of our account team at some point when you're a participant. One of the programs we deliver is called Social Styles. It's a fantastic program that gives real people awareness about how their communication style and behavioral preference is impacting others in often a generally less than positive way. The trainer I was talking to shared some great examples of classic communication behaviors that certain people exhibit totally unconsciously, that then have an often negative impact on the person at the receiving end. I made a note of some of these, so let me read them out. So the first one is your lack of any personal interaction with peers and employees seen in a positive light, or is it interpreted in a way that labels you as hard or abrasive? And what about this one? Do you criticize more often than you offer praise? I know I've been guilty of that one in the past. Or how about this as an example of unconscious behaviour? Does everyone avoid you in the office first thing in the morning because you need to warm up first? Again, guilty at times. Is this ringing any bells for you about communication patterns that you might be running and aren't delivering the results that you want? Any improvements in your leadership capability starts with awareness. This includes identifying what you're doing right and what could be better, and then working on improving in the areas which we need to tweak. So, listeners, has this switched on any lights for you about the impact, about how this might be impacting the way you're working or the results that you're wanting to achieve? If you want to have a conversation about improving awareness in your team and how Excel might be able to help, then please do get in touch. You can send us a quick email at hello@excel-communications.com or give us a bell on 0044 1628 488 854. And this is Rachel saying goodbye for now.